Well, it's an exciting day, isn't it? Because it's the day of Pentecost. So we're thinking about Pentecost, 50 days after Easter. And it's sometimes known as the birthday of the church. We're kind of celebrating the birthday of the church. So it's an exciting day. It should be exciting. Now, I've got some pictures here for you. Hopefully, here we go. Here is a picture, and I wonder whether some of the boys' brigades might be able to tell me what do you need for this to work, a torch to work. Do you want to put your hands up? What do you need down here?
Darkness.
You need what?
Darkness.
Darkness. That's very good. That's very good. And you're right. And there's really nothing I can say. What might you need to go in it? Yes. You were right, though. You were right. You've got to get in my head, you see, here. But you need batteries, don't you, for a torch to work? What about this one? This is an iPhone. Other makes are available. You need a charger, that's right. There we go. What about this one? What, Samuel, what's this? Yeah, so what do you need in order to make it work? Sorry? Air. How do you get air in it? A punchy thing. A pumpy thing. Yes. A pump. There we go. You need a pump, don't you, in order to make it work? What have we got on? Here's my next car. What about down here, one of you guys? Who hasn't answered? Yeah. You need petrol, don't you? There we go. You need petrol in order to make it work. Now, what about this one? I think this is the last one. What do you need? Now, be careful here. What do you need for this? You need water, don't you? That's right. You need water. You need water. So we're thinking a little bit about today, about what we need in order to make us work, to make us work properly. Jesus, you see, had returned, hadn't he? We've just been learning this. Jesus had returned to heaven. We call that ascension. And then 10 days later, the disciples are in Jerusalem and they're waiting and they're praying because Jesus had promised the Holy Spirit would come. And he told them to wait for the Holy Spirit to come and to give them the power, the thing that they needed in order to help them go out into the world and tell about the good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus was alive, that he'd risen from the dead, and that he has ascended and he was now with God in heaven, that he was and is the Savior of the world. So in 10 days they had to watch and wait. And they were all together in the room, upper room, and it was the day of Pentecost. And Pentecost is a special festival. It's a funny word. It's a special festival where it's a bit like our harvest celebrations, our harvest festival. And often they would celebrate at that time the giving of the Ten Commandments. Who's heard of the Ten Commandments? Probably most of you have heard of those, the giving of the Ten Commandments. And you might remember the giving of the Ten Commandments. Moses went up a mountain called Sinai, and there was also thunder and fire there as well. And of course, what happens in the upper room? Oh, here we go. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to the rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. A bit like what happened to Moses in the Old Testament. Fire and a sound, a violent wind. See, Jesus had promised the Holy Spirit would come, and he did. In an amazing way that would change not only their lives, but it would change the world for all of history. The fact that we're now sitting here talking about that today. The sound of wind, the noise of a hurricane, and the tongues of fire, the ability to talk in other languages that they had never learned. These were all signs. They were signs. They were signs to make it clear to the disciples that the help, the Holy Spirit, was now theirs, giving them the power that they needed in order to make Jesus known. Just like the torch needed batteries, just like the car needed petrol, in order for us to make Jesus known, to bring us alive and to make Jesus known, we need the Holy Spirit as well. It's now time for them to get on with God's plan, with Jesus' plan, telling people about Jesus in Jerusalem, then Judea, and to the ends of the earth. And they were off, and that's what they did. They went. Now, I've got some more pictures here. Does anybody know what that is? Do anybody know what's going on there? You might need to take a look at that, yeah? It's a tsunami. You can see that. There's a big wave, often caused by an earthquake in the water, causing a big wave. Look at how it's lifting up the cars and the vans, and it's going to go over the road, isn't it? Something incredibly powerful. Does anybody know what this is? Yep. It's a tornado, isn't it? That's right. What about this one? It's a bit easier. Yep. A volcano. Have you seen one?
No.
But you wouldn't want to be there, would you, when you saw one? Amazingly powerful. What's this? Somebody else. Somebody in the back row there. What's that? Just there, you guys. Give them a nudge. You know what that is. It's a landslide, isn't it? It's a landslide, an avalanche, and finally, what's this? It's not Greenwich Council, Mervyn. It's an earthquake, isn't it? It's an earthquake. Now, here's the question. What have all these got in common? What have they got in common? Can you think for a moment? What have they got in common? Some ideas. Yeah. What have they got in common? What's the thing that connects them? Storms, good idea like that. Any ideas? They're destructive. Any other ideas? Any other ideas about what connects them? They are natural disasters, that's right. Well, I want to suggest that this is what connects them. You can say that. Unstoppable. They're unstoppable, aren't they? If you think about it, the wave coming in, the avalanche coming down, the strength of an earthquake, the fire from a volcano, they are unstoppable. All these things are unstoppable. They can't be stopped. And that is the same with the message of Jesus Christ, isn't it? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus' message is unstoppable. Just like these things, Jesus' message is unstoppable. Nothing can stop it spreading around the world and for people becoming followers of Jesus. After the Holy Spirit came, giving the disciples that power, the thing that they needed to begin to tell people that Jesus was alive, on that same day, people started to try and stop it. People started to say, no, don't talk about Jesus. Don't try and tell other people about him and encourage them to follow it. But you know what happened? They couldn't stop it. Even if they got thrown out of Jerusalem, they went through into Judea and the world beyond because the Spirit was with them. The Spirit went with them and it was unstoppable. Peter then told people and got up on the day of Pentecost and gave a sermon about the life, death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, that he is the Savior that we all must trust and believe, that we should all follow and obey. And when they heard about this, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart. They were cut to the heart. They were convicted of their need for Jesus. and said to Peter, "What shall we do? What shall we do?" They cried out. And they said, and Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Spirit." And lots of people did that. Lots of people did that that day. It says those who accepted his message were baptized, and 3,000 were added to their number. They grew. And it reminds us of our verse, doesn't it, that we're thinking about at the moment, of getting ready to grow. That as God's message goes out, it grows, it multiplies. That's what happens when we start to proclaim about Jesus and call people to follow him. 3,000 people that day became followers of Jesus in Jerusalem. But not everyone, as I say, wanted to hear it and were happy. But yet, it was unstoppable. And God's people were dispersed throughout the land, throughout the world, out of Jerusalem. And more people have heard. And maybe you're hearing it as well for the first time today. Maybe you have hearing about this Jesus and want to know more about who he is and why he came and why should I follow obey him. Well, if that's you, then I'd love to talk to you, and I'm sure Rosie would as well. Come and talk to me afterwards, and I'd love to tell you more about this Jesus. Jesus. The message of Jesus is unstoppable. On the day of Pentecost, God's people were given the Holy Spirit, given the power to go out. And he's done the same for us today. If we're a follower of Jesus, he's given us that same power to go out. He's the one who enables us to show others about Jesus and to share him with others. The unstoppable power of the Holy Spirit enabling us to share Jesus. Let's pray. God our Father, we thank you for this wonderful day where we remember the Spirit coming. And we thank you that we live in this period of Pentecost, where your Spirit is at work in us and through us. And we pray for that power to enable us to share Jesus with others. And we pray for those who perhaps don't know you here this morning, pray that you would continue to help them see who Jesus is, that they may be cut to the heart and want to know him more. Guide us all that we may follow Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.